Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here with y'all. It's a nice fall day. Do we have any prayer requests?
What's that? An elderly lady named Betty Martin lives nearby. Getting old and having struggles.
Okay, pray for Betty Martin. As she gets older, the struggles of life.
Brother Edgar in Guatemala.
Edgar,
Guatemala. We pray for them going to the next week. The auction is coming week on Friday. They have to go yet again to Guatemala City. It's a long trip and kind of expensive.
Yes.
That they would give the final visas.
Okay, I have to travel to the city to get their visas and see if that'll work. Yeah.
They have one. Just one for the boy, Edgar Cito, young Edgar. The rest are waiting. They're waiting for him.
All right, pray for Edgar.
Sorry, Hans. This is Betty Martin and her daughter.
Okay.
She's going through struggles too.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Well, let's pray, dear Father in Heaven. We're thankful that we can come together today to learn out of your word and listen to your message. Help David with a good message. And we pray for Betty Martin and her daughter there. Just as she gets older and the struggles, just help her with that. And also the Edgar in Guatemala, help him and help his family as they travel to Guatemala. We pray that that'll go well as he will. And help us here too to learn your way and do your will. Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to talk to Sloba this morning about trying to keep your treasure or keep your heart in the right place, because it says where your treasure is, your heart will be. Let's read about that in Matthew 6. Let's go to Matthew 6, and let's start in verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, so then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. And I like that. Verse 22, the eye is the lamp of the body. And it just kind of says how we can be focused on. Obviously we can choose what we want to focus on. And if we choose to focus on this life here on earth, just trying to get more wealth and make our treasure our constant striving constantly to gain more wealth, whatever, that's where our heart will be. It just goes hand in hand. If you want to follow the Lord and your heart is there, your treasure is in heaven, learning about the Lord and serving the Lord. And I think I need to not forget these things as I go about my life. It's fun to work. It's fun to learn new things and do other more and more things. It's easy to get focused on things of this life. And now let's go to James, if we could. And let's turn to James chapter 4. And let's start in verse 13. So this says, come now, James is talking to this group, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to the one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. If you know the right thing to do, don't do it. That's sin to you. So, this reminds me to remember that the Lord helps control our life, and that just not to plan exactly what's gonna work, how it's gonna work, and what you're gonna do. It's fine, of course, to plan for things, but then you don't want to just you just don't know what your life will be like, is basically what it says. So I like that for that. No. There's a verse in Proverbs about just learning to be wise. If you are wise, it's just need to learn to be wise. The rich young ruler in Matthew, it kind of this gives that story, and that kind of explains that his heart was with his treasure. That just is another example for that. Well, does anyone have any comments or anything to add?